This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
There are various reasons we get depressed. Some causes are physical, others are emotional and psychological, but some spiritual problems can also cause depression. In fact, we can experience many of the same symptoms that result from physical and psychological causes when we're spiritually depressed. You see, if we're violating God's will, we can lose our appetite. We may not be able to sleep well. We become edgy, impatient. And the problem, of course, may be that we're experiencing real guilt over our sins, which is affecting both our psychological and physical well-being. In other words, we're deliberately living out of God's will. I know of a Christian man who was committing adultery with a divorced woman. And there's no question that he had a sensitive conscience. You see, in his heart, he wanted to be a strong, disciplined Christian, but he knew he was disappointing God. To complicate his guilt, he also knew that he never intended to marry this woman. He was basically using her for his own selfish gratification. The end result of this man's continual sin was extreme depression, so much so that he couldn't function well in his job. He was normally a high-energy person, but he lost his desire to achieve. And in this case, the main cause of his depression was the sin of living out of God's will. And once he began to really walk in God's will, confessing his sins, the dark cloud that shrouded his soul disappeared. Yes, depression may be caused by physical causes. It also may be caused by stress that is psychological. But it also may be caused by the fact that we're walking out of the will of God. And that's why we may need to ask ourselves, are we indeed living in the will of God?
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, go to BiblePrinciples.org.